Welcome everybody to another episode of Kev's Perspective. I'm your host Kevlo, and today we had a fun episode. I did a special COVID Christmas episode with my girlfriend Amira. She joined me on the podcast. We even featured the doggo JC, and we kind of just talked about COVID gifts. I looked at an article and we kind of gave our take on COVID Christmas gifts and how Christmas and New Year's is going to be different during a pandemic, and kind of, you know, just got silly. It was a fun conversation, definitely an inside scoop of my life a little bit, seeing our day-to-day fun talks, I suppose. But again, thank you again, Amira, for being on the podcast. It was super fun. And everyone, welcome to the COVID Christmas special for Kev's Perspective. Chia.
You said speak right into the mic, but not that close.
Okay, so you know the basics of audio. And the basics of audio is to not be an outrageous person behind the microphone.
You mean like me all the time?
Yes.
Okay. Are we starting now?
Yep.
Okay,
this
cool.
Is it. This is it. Welcome everybody to another episode of Kev's Perspective. I'm your host, Kevlo. And today we're doing a COVID Christmas special. Nothing really special about this conversation other than my beautiful girlfriend's here.
Aw, thanks, babe.
Yeah. And she's wearing a Christmas sweater. I love you too. So I like the Christmas sweater. This is our third take. I had antlers on before, but I just realized I don't have them.
Do you want me to run to get them?
No, not a big deal. Okay. There's a Christmas tree. We're here. This special is basically just to be addressing like COVID and how it's changing everyone's holidays. What are our plans for COVID? What normally we do, you know, if it wasn't COVID for Christmas and then New Year's as well. Just kind of an interesting topic. So I would love for you to kick it off. First off, the sweater story. We just called her mom to find out the story of the sweater.
So I'm wearing this really old sweater. Isn't the right word. It's a Christmas sweatshirt.
But it's a crew neck.
Yeah, it's like a crew neck sweatshirt.
Oh, sure.
And
it's not like a Kev's Perspective sweatshirt that you can get now.
No, this is from
it's a crew neck.
The 80s. My mom said she got it in ninth grade for Christmas.
Ninth grade.
Yeah.
It's a little long time ago.
Which is crazy that it just like it held up so long. Mm-hmm. But it was her like lucky cookie baking sweatshirt. And now it's like my wear twice a year super special holiday sweatshirt.
Sure, sure.
That I kind of savor because I look at it and I'm like, wow, I feel like my mom when she was younger when
cute.
I wear it.
Cute. You feel like your mom when she was in ninth grade baking those cookies.
I mean, she wore it all the way until she gave it to me. I remember her wearing this when I was a kid.
That's crazy.
So
that must have been tough for her to give up.
She gave it to me when we were baking cookies.
Precious.
I know. I love my mom.
So precious.
Yeah. One year I was like, I want that. And she was like, okay, you can wear it when we bake cookies. And it never returned to her closet.
Sure.
It actually was the official start of my holiday clothing collection obsession.
So now, how many holiday sweatshirts do you own?
Sweatshirts specifically, I would
say. Clothes. Because not including scrunchies, because I'm wearing a holiday scrunchie.
But like holiday sweatshirts, like this crew neck styled sweatshirt. I think I have 7 for Christmas. And then I have 3 Christmas denims and miscellaneous Christmas scrunchies, because those are like the 3 things that I like to wear.
Right.
And then I have 2 Christmas vests, a Thanksgiving vest, and I also have an Easter vest. And all of the vests are denim. Embroidered.
That's craziness. Crazy. That's nuts. I don't own a single holiday sweater. I had one, realizing I don't fit into it anymore, so I don't have one anymore.
Do you not fit into it, or did you steal it from someone?
I don't know. I don't know whose it was.
I think it's a women's sweatshirt. Actually, sweater.
Yeah, I don't know where it was.
It wasn't very tasteful.
I tried to wear it, so I pulled it out of the closet the other day, and like I tried to wear this sweater.
Before you even put it on, I said it was ugly as fuck.
And then I was like, I don't know where I got this, but when I put it on, it was super, super, super tight. And I was like, I smelt it. And I was like, this is definitely like, you know how like you have a smell, right? Like everyone here has like their own smell. It didn't smell like me. And it didn't smell like Amira. Smell like a perfume. And I was like, who in the fuck did I get this sweater from? Like, why is it in my closet? Because it was hung in my closet. Yeah. Even before I met you at my old house, it was hung up in the closet. So like someone must have did it, left it there, I guess. I don't know. That was just really weird. So I realized at that point I have no holiday gear. So I stole a scrunchie from you. It's a green holiday scrunchie. And that's the only holiday thing I have now.
I make these scrunchies though, which is kind of cool.
That is cool. Flex. Aren't you wearing a pumpkin one? Is that what you're wearing right now?
No, only on Halloween.
What is that?
This one is Holly's or
what?
Poinsettia. Poinsettia. Sorry.
Oh, it's a poinsettia?
Yeah, they're the red poinsettias on here.
But should we talk a little bit about how COVID gave you an opportunity to kind of think about your business and how you might want to start one?
Yeah.
Because I think before, have you ever thought about starting a business before we talked about it?
I've sold my scrunchies at like coffee shops in college and randomly to like cheer teams and volleyball teams and like things like that. But it was like very small orders and it was very custom.
Right.
Word of mouth, like nothing, no Facebook announcements, nothing like that.
Sure.
But I really like mixed media, like arts and crafts where like it's functional, but I get to put my own spin on it.
Yeah.
Like picking the fabrics and like supporting local quilt shops and stuff like that. Just like really thinking about where I source my stuff. And then
I mean, because one thing, like if people who have met you in my life know that you're big on sustainability, recycling, reusing, all that.
Yeah.
And well, I put it in very, very broad terms. I know that you know what I mean. Like you have certain things, like you're very big on sustainability. Like when we moved into this apartment that we're in, right, you were like, we are gonna keep composting, because at her mom's house where we lived, she had a compost. So
yeah,
like,
and you can compost in an apartment
very easily. I didn't realize how easy it was.
It's so easy.
Like once we got set up though, it was a little inconvenient
to get the buckets, but once we had the buckets and found a place to dump our compost.
And well, and that's the thing too, like, so if you don't have a person in your family that has a compost bin, can you enlighten people on what you found as an alternative?
Yeah, so we live in the metro area and I looked up places that like accept community compost.
Right.
And the requirement honestly is that you use the correct biodegradable bag, and
which we got on Amazon for 100 of them was how much?
$16.99.
Yeah, like $17.
And that'll probably last us who compost almost everything
throughout the
for at least 6 months, if not longer.
Yeah.
And if you live in a house, like you could have compost in your backyard. But if you live in an apartment, there's no reason you can't compost either.
And like, I'm just going to provide the other half of that argument, which is like, people think, oh, I live in this area, whatever their environment is, I can't compost because I'm not in a rural area. Or like people who live in downtown Minneapolis in a, you know what I'm talking about? In like a very, very small apartment, you can compost. And the reason why is because we live in a very, like she said, the metro area. But if you guys know where the area of Best Buy headquarters are, we're in around that area. And so like that is dead center of a city. And so it's like when you're in the dead center of a city right next to all these highways, there's not a lot of state parks around us either, but they're closer than we think. She looked and there was like 5 minutes away. Another thing too about living in the city before we get into Christmas was that when we were moving, you said, I don't want to give up gardening.
And I found that I can apply for a community garden that's 6 blocks away.
Six blocks in the city.
Me and you walked there or like almost there. And it was like a safe, beautiful neighborhood walk.
Right.
And I can pack up all my gardening gear into a backpack, stroll down there with my dog and get my plot going.
Yep.
I'm super excited to apply come March. Yeah, and
it's so crazy to me. Think about this. For those who don't know, you have to apply for a part of this garden, simply put. And you get like a small lot and it's very, very difficult. You waited. You're like, oh, December is the date we can, you know, start enrolling. But then those are for previous members.
Yeah.
You had to wait until, there's actually a timeline. Month to month, they have certain requirements. So if you had a lot in the past or what was the other ones like before you?
If you had a lot in the past. If you live in the city where the lots are, and then it opens up to people who work in that city, and then right. it opens up to the general public.
Yep.
But we're both lucky that we have jobs in the city where the lots are that
right.
we want.
Right. I mean, so technically I don't, but you do.
Yeah.
Because I'm technically based in Minnetonka, Minnesota, not in the area we're in.
Yeah.
So like that's why for you it's great because but they, still the requirement for you was March or a little before.
Yeah, I think it's March 1st.
So I think it's just crazy. And you have to write an essay of why you deserve this plot. Mm-hmm. So again, for those who are like, oh, I like to garden, I didn't realize the demand for space was huge. I know in the city it is, but like most people.
I ran the community gardens this fall.
Yeah.
Or like not ran them, but I helped with them. I helped install garden beds and work directly right. with the program coordinator. And she said that applications are so competitive that even people on my crew were yeah. finding it hard to get a plot and they live in the city.
That's so crazy. I don't know. So we went on this long tangent. Sorry. My girlfriend Amir is very big into sustainability, reusing, recycling, and gardening and composting, all those things. So for those who tell me they are and then they don't live by it, this is a person I know who I live with that lives by it. But to get into the Christmas theme, like we said before, let's talk about what we do before COVID, because obviously for COVID, yeah. it's very simple. We're staying home. For Christmas, we are debating on seeing certain people with masks on because it's inside. And for you, you're meeting your mom on the deck of a home with masks on, socially distant. Now, people think that we're a little nuts. You've been told at your old job that you were a little nuts with COVID.
Yeah.
I've been told by my friends, and I've lost friends, saying, Kevin, you're kind of being too much or too scared of this thing.
But if I think about it, I've had 7 family members who got COVID.
Immediate family members. We're not talking distant second, double, half cousin.
No.
We're talking aunts, uncles, grandmas. Your mom almost got it. Your mom's boyfriend got it that we know very well.
My stepmom. Like, the list goes on from 3 different households.
Right.
And look who didn't get it.
Right, we didn't because we're careful. And my family luckily hasn't gotten it, but it's because of the work from home environment that they're in. My grandfather, my aunt, my uncle, my cousins, like my Joe and Mel, everyone, yeah. they can all work from home. So that's the beauty of that. But like for you, like obviously you have a reason. You're like, well, when you have 7 close family members get COVID, and yeah, people are going to ask you the next question, did they die? And you're like,
they
well, no,
die.
It doesn't matter if they died. It's a matter of those 7 people spreading it to someone who can die. And then regardless, do you want to give someone the flu when you have the flu?
Not if you can help it.
Right. Like it's not. And if you live in the same household, people are like, oh, if you live in the same house, you're going to get fucked if you have the flu. That's not true. Like I lived with 3 guys. I told you this. There was 4 yeah. of us in a household. I got the flu. And the 2 other guys got the flu, but the 1 guy whose room was based in the center of the whole house didn't get the flu. And that just a testament to me, like if you're careful enough, like he was,
yeah.
you can avoid sicknesses in the same household. So for those with COVID, you have to treat it the same way. And that's what I like also want to talk about during this episode is that people think we're out of it. But Minnesota, where we're in, is a hotspot for COVID. And it's like, just because numbers are low doesn't mean they're going to get lower if you just start not wearing a mask, not being socially distant, all that good stuff. So seeing our families socially distant with masks on for a short period of time, I'm not talking stay there for hours. I'm not talking stay for dinner.
Yeah.
Like we might stop and exchange gifts and leave because that's the safest thing to do. And exchange gifts for you is on a deck. And for me, it's in the house. I'll come get it whenever I feel comfortable. You back away in a large house. We're talking large house.
Yeah. And like, I think that I would rather sacrifice this holiday the way that I feel like I am making sacrifices to make sure that we stay safe and healthy.
Right.
Which kind of feels selfish at times. But then
I
think that at the same time, this is like why I feel so motivated to be safe is because I want to protect the community around me. I don't want to be a vector for this virus.
And some people think like you don't need to be hero mentality. But that to me is just not being morally like sound with yourself. Like you're very insensitive if you're like, you don't need to be a hero, you don't need to worry about saving other people's lives. It's like, you do though.
But I make coffee for a living, and like
yeah Yeah, and for, I mean, I don't even have to go out in public. That's the thing.
Soon I'll be working from home because I just got a new job. But like right now I'm a barista and our customers are old and I would hate to get them sick. I would hate to get my coworkers that I care about sick. Like
that's another thing
I
with
really
COVID.
Care.
That's another thing with COVID too. Your store has gotten COVID twice, three times.
Three times.
What? Like, how do you not take some precautions after the first two?
I mean, we shut down, we get professionally cleaned, and then we start back
up. But then the problem is the day-to-day operations stay the same. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the difference between, like, I worked at Apple, right? And when we've never had a COVID outbreak in the store because we got facts, we reinforced rules when we're, like, doing night shift, right? So I did a couple overnight shifts at the Apple store, and you were like, be safe, whatever. The minute someone took off a mask, even for half a second, if someone was looking, they would be like, put the mask on. Like, we're all family, put the mask on.
We can't take our masks off unless we're, like, in the back having our break.
Even then.
But
we can't do that. Even when we're on break, we have shields that we had to stay in. Like, our shields were, put your face in the shield. Okay, the face is in the shield. Okay, now eat. Now everyone take off their mask at the same time. That's literally what it was like on my overnights.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable eating in the back. So I go to
in your
Blue
car,
Subi.
Or I visit.
Or I hop in Kevin's car and eat my snack, drink my drink, and get ready to go back.
Yeah, I was debating on getting a second job because of, I was for a long time, especially right as we moved in here, because of my music industry being shut down. That's a lot of income gone. And like, I don't know. I just really wanted to.
I think it's worth giving up that extra income to work
to be
from
safe.
Home. And like, we've been talking about that a lot since I got offered a new job yesterday.
Like, money is tight.
Money's tight, but we're going to be so much safer at home. Yeah. And all in all, it's going to be awesome.
Everyone makes sacrifices for this time, just to let you know, everybody. Like, I'm not just staying home to feel righteous. I'm staying home and I'm like cutting my paycheck in half. And like, it sucks. But at the end of the day, if we all get through it healthy and say we went through a global pandemic and did the most we could, that's the point. And that's back to Christmas, is if we do see the family that is not affected by COVID, it's going to be so extremely safe and for such a short period of time. But even then, I might have to tell them, hey, you know, we're not doing
this outside on the porch or something.
Not even.
Like
that. Can I just drop off the gifts at the front? We walk away and then they do the same thing. I say verbally hi and that's all we can do.
I celebrated my dad's birthday this week.
That way. Yeah.
And I put the presents on the front porch. I went to the end of the driveway.
Yep.
They came outside with masks on. I wore a mask the entire time. And then when we said goodbye, I went in my car and FaceTimed them while he
talked to them more. Yeah. And that's like, at least you're doing something, but it does require effort. That, you know what I mean? That's one thing, is that like, people have gotten lazy during this time because they don't want to put in that extra effort. When before, a FaceTime call wasn't a big deal because you probably saw them a couple minutes prior. That's another thing people are realizing, is they're spending their screen time is going up, 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 because that's the only way they can stay, you know, connected with people.
And like, speaking of screen time, like this year, normally I would do a lot of my presents at art fairs and farmers markets, and I would go thrifting and try to get these sustainable gifts. But this year I've been having to like either dig deep and create something from scratch or find it online, because I don't want to go out shopping. And I like, people in stores are crazy and like, they're bumping into each other like it's any other year.
And that's one thing we've realized, is that like, I used to love going grocery shopping just to feel human, like going to Aldi or Target or whatever. It's so unsafe. Like, no matter what rules you enforce, you know, people are going to break them. Don't know why.
People take their mask off to unlock their phone.
I mean,
people don't wear their mask over their nose. And like, we're lucky enough that we can go out in N95s, but not everyone's like that.
Yeah, because it got provided by my work. And like,
thank you, Apple.
Yeah, and not all of us can get weekly COVID tested. And now
Apple.
Now we can, though. Like, before, this was a new thing a month ago, wasn't it? Only a month ago, November?
Yeah, when Minnesota did the at-home spit test for free. That was a big push, and it's made a huge impact.
And since I've been having COVID tests since May.
Yeah, that's
since
crazy.
Almost this started. So like, I got lucky enough to be able to monitor that, or we could use my test as a reference. You know, things are changing too. We talked about this, the 7 to 10 day instead of 14 day quarantine period. Here's what people don't realize about that. 7 days is showing. You only have to be quarantined for 7 days after first day of exposure if you can show two negative COVID tests. On day one, day three. They usually recommend day three and day five because day one, you're not going to show any symptoms. Day three is the earliest, and day five is you're pretty much in the clear. And then you quarantine an additional 2 days after that, and then you're good for sure to go out in public, right?
Yeah.
I don't think people are taking this seriously because my family was like, oh, 7 to 10 days, right? That's how long the quarantine period is, Kevin. Well, no, if you've taken no COVID tests in 7 to 10 days, they recommend 14 days to absolutely be sure. And that's
after
like
exposure to make sure that you're being safe.
Right. And that's where I just get upset, where it's like people, like my uncle picked up his mom from the hospital, says, oh, I'm going to see her for Christmas. Well, Christmas is less than 10 days away. She has 9 days to quarantine, and she only got one negative COVID test amongst being there, not amongst leaving there.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I'm supposed to come see you for Christmas. Do you see how easily that can spread? If I went and saw them and I didn't know that information and I got COVID because of his mom was in the hospital, who I haven't even seen his mom for like months, 4 or 5 months. And I would still be able to get COVID from that.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
I just think people aren't thinking enough. So for holidays, please, people, stay home is, I think, our main message is, well, you're torn. Or be extremely safe.
Well, I think that we should stay home for the holidays. I don't think that it's worth going to see family. But we made the most of Thanksgiving. It was just me and Kevin. Yeah,
I'll put some photos up right here of her beautiful banquet she made us.
Yeah, I went hard in the kitchen.
I do cook, just not Thanksgiving, I guess. You said before Thanksgiving, you said, let me have Thanksgiving. And I was like, okay, if that's what you want, I mean.
And honestly, I had a lot of fun just being us. We listened to Michael Blue Blake Christmas songs and like we hung out. We got dressed up and we had a beautiful meal. And like, COVID has really redefined how to spend quality time, but also how to appreciate the quality time with the people that are in your household. Because right now, like, me and you are the only people in our bubbles. And like, I don't know, today we laid on the couch for 2 hours and we're like,
well, we were so defeated. Grateful. Yeah, we moved so much. And then like, yeah, when I was laying there with you, like just like laying on the couch doing nothing, at least we can say we're doing that and we're healthy. We're not struggling to breathe or having no taste symptoms or having even a cold. Yeah. Like, and that's one thing I'll guess before is like I prepared for this before I met you. I spent hundreds of dollars. Luckily, I can do that because I have a job on a medicine cabinet that I never had. So also COVID made me realize like how to be healthier in my diet and in like just taking vitamins every day and how crucial that is. And that's one thing I hope people take to consideration going into the new year, because New Year's, I'm also like worried about that. I'm calling it, I've told you this, a nuclear New Year's, because you know, a COVID Christmas and then people will get COVID and then people are so ready for 2021. They'll be so excited to celebrate 2021 because that's when the pandemic can be over. But then they're going to be stupid and they're going to go and
it's congregate. Not going to end as soon as January 1st hits.
No, it's not even going to end in March. I just got an update. So I was on a podcast, Twin City Tone podcast last week.
Yeah.
And he asked me the question like when, and I said May. For sure, May, because March is when herd immunity could start at the earliest. But then after finding out about delays, and then my boss, Cato, called me and goes, oh, yeah, so the music industry, he's more in touch, very deeply rooted, says October is when shows will resume. And I was like,
I didn't know that.
No, and I was like, no, I didn't tell you this. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, October at the earliest. And when that happens, it's going to be crazy. So then I could see a resurgence because live shows will open back up around the holidays. Because October, Halloween shows, New Year shows, we've done Christmas shows. Like, money's good on those holidays. So it's like, I could just see, I don't know, I'm wearing a mask throughout next year too. Not everywhere I go if it changes. But like, if let's say we all don't need to have the masks anymore and it's an optional thing. Definitely going to wear it to shows, period.
It'll always be optional. You could wear a mask for the rest of your life.
Well, I know. But I'm saying it's like it's a mandate in the state.
Right now. But I mean, like, I'm saying, like, you could wear a mask till you're 80 years old if you chose to.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, no. But at that point, just take me. But, you know, I have a different mindset when I'm going to be a cranky old person. I know that.
Can't wait to see it.
I don't want to be a cranky old person, but I know I'm going to be like, fuck it. Like, because that's how my grandpa was, not the one you met. I have a grandpa, Lesh, who died, who literally was seriously like, fuck it. He would just like to tell stories about the war because he was in World War II. So, like, that's all he would do. But I have a feeling that grumpiness gets, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I think it's like a hereditary thing in my family because everyone who gets older in my side is like really fucking crabby.
I'm going to be laying in the garden when I'm old.
Naked?
Just like my, no.
Why do you, don't, she paused like she's never done that.
I don't know what he's talking about.
When you would go in the garden and just chill and be not fully clothed?
I had.
She's super nature-y. What do you mean?
Yeah, but like. I wasn't completely naked.
No, sorry, no.
I would be wearing like a tank top.
This is the household you grew up in, though. This is the household you grew up in. Body positive household. There's nothing wrong with that.
Super body positive.
Yeah, super body positive.
Like,
and that's okay, though.
Yeah.
But, I like to highlight that about you because, like, you come from a very unique background, babe. You don't come, you seem very normal, but you're the most normal in the family that I've met.
Yeah, compared, I did get like the normalness.
Yeah, you got the one normal part, the very small part that would like sprinkle a little bit of normal on her and she can operate in society.
True, I did have pink hair when you met me.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry if that's, don't be afraid to tilt that.
Oh, should I move it around? You
don't. Yeah, like don't that? Be, no, don't yeah, be afraid. Like oh my God. This is her first podcast, so she was a little nervous going into it, but you, this is awesome. It's
that's
a good conversation.
We're on take number three.
Well, also because I gave her the nice microphone.
Shout out to the Shure mic. For holding up and the nice headphones.
Yeah, I got the poop headphones and the poop microphone. I am going to replace that with one of those. I'm just doing it after the holidays when I recoup some money.
Kevin, you're a guest on the show.
I am a guest.
Welcome to
Amira's Perspective.
Art by Alawi, showcasing Kev's perspective.
Holiday special.
Holiday special. Yeah. So like we were talking about earlier, I'm creative and I make mixed media stuff. And after the holidays, since I just took a work from home job, I'm hoping to use some extra time and launch Art by Alawi.
Yeah. Which, and that's the host site's going to be on Etsy and you're selling denim done differently, right?
Yeah. So like custom patches, custom jackets, and custom embroidery. I really like to doodle and it's kind of like my doodles come to life.
Well, it's really cool. It's not just doodles. Like I'll throw a couple pictures I took of some product photos we were going to use and we decided we could do better, but the product's there. I mean,
yeah,
people
I
love what you have.
Maybe 25 patches made right now.
I think we priced them out too. So we did all the pricing. We did all the branding stuff. We did everything, but all she needs to do is make a logo, take product pictures and go. But the problem is we both know based off of like a small sample we've taken of people that the minute you launch is the minute a lot of demand for this is going to come and you wanted to be able to keep up with supply but also be happy while doing it.
So I think come New Year's like that's going to be a big focus of mine and getting that stuff ready to go.
Yeah.
Especially because I'll be home like more so I won't like need to come home and like relax and
decompress because you'll already be but I'm warning you and one thing we haven't really talked about is when you work from home. Home doesn't feel like home sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why I'm be sure to like do small tasks. Like you always ask me like, why do you check the mail every day, even though the mail may not come that day? Or why do you, like I take JC on walk 3 to 4 times a day just because I need to be able to understand the difference. And that's why I highly recommend we don't put your office in the bedroom because Gage had that battle. One of my buddies who's on the podcast literally said that the minute he put his office in the bedroom is when he hated to work because bed's right there. And if you worked in bed, you can't sleep. So there's a lot of challenges. That's why I have my desk as far out as possible out of the bedroom. If you want, you can set your desk up right here. It just is if we're both working, we won't be distracted.
Yeah.
If we're on meetings, it's whatever. People work. Just do not put your desk in there. I'm just saying, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that, is you don't want to work in the same place that you sleep.
You're right. We need to really think about that in the upcoming weeks, but I know we'll figure it out.
Well, I know you're excited to get a home office. You've never had a home office before, which is interesting to me because I've always had a home office.
But I work in the outdoor industry. Like for people who don't know,
the outdoor
we've been
office.
Like, she's sustainable and like she likes to garden, but like,
what does she do?
What do I do? Like, that's a really great question. I'm an environmental educator. I have my master's certificate in environmental education and I want to teach people how to enjoy outdoor recreational activities while caring for each other and creating a sense of community. Like,
I love that.
That's my passion. That's my drive. That's what I put my energy into. And I honestly just secured my dream job last night.
Yeah.
So should I tell them?
You can tell. You can tell the world.
Okay. So I am the new outdoor recreational specialist for the Minnesota DNR.
Yep.
And I'm going to be helping support the ICAN program, which is teaching families how to camp, how to canoe, kayak, hike, mountain bike, and do archery.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Which is exactly what I went to school for.
Yeah.
And to work for such an amazing organization and...
Tell them to pay you more, though.
To be creative in the way that I'm going to get to be creative is going to be amazing. And to get paid to go on camping trips and do exactly what I love is going to be an amazing opportunity. And I'm going to change a lot of lives, hopefully. And I can't wait for it to start.
Good for you. I'm really excited for the work that you'll be excited to do versus the work that you have to slave to do.
Yeah, but right now I'm not really doing my dream job, but I have enough money.
Neither am I, though. Well, neither am I. I've told you, like, I don't plan to sit here and work at home for Apple doing, you know, I fulfill requests. So, like, the minute you send off a request for, hey, Jim in my business wants to get access to this store, my literal job is to go, all right, Jim, does your stuff match? Oh, same that, except...
But we have enough money to buy the things that we need and the things that we want and save a little bit.
We're not poor. We're not poor.
And
we're also just not like living the way we have expectations for the way that we want to live.
Yeah.
And people know that about me is that like I personally have high expectations for my lifestyle. Like I want granite countertops.
Yeah,
I want floor to ceiling windows, but not too bougie. I don't want to live in a house that has 8 fucking bedrooms. Like that's not what I want.
Yeah.
I want an in-between, but I don't want to be a middle class either. I don't want to have a 1-floor house. So it's just different. I don't know. I want to be different. I want to like we're honestly thinking about container homes.
Yeah, we've been watching the show and like they're very sustainable.
They're super cool.
They're really cool and like very affordable. Yeah. And then we could have the land of our dreams, as many dogs as we want.
Yeah, we have one teeny tiny pup and we can't fit another one in an apartment. And
even if we moved into like friends so bad,
even if we moved into your mom's house, we wouldn't be able to do it. No. We wouldn't be able to shake it. So. I don't know. That's why because the containers themselves, think about it, people. So the foundation of a home is thousands of dollars on top of the land you have to buy.
But a container is $7,000.
Yeah. On average, a container is like $5,000 to $7,000, just the container, shipping container. So if you take 4 shipping containers, that's $24,000. And that's probably how much like what an acre of land would cost if we lived on an acre or two for ourselves. So we don't want to be rural, but we want to have enough land for the dogs and like do what we want. So to be honest, if you saved up, now we looked at the average budget on the low end for a single container, it's like 50 to 60,000. But if you had 3 or 4 of those, let's say 3 for math simple, it's like 150,000 bucks for a brand new home that is in shipping containers. But there's so many benefits, which I didn't realize.
And some of them like were solar and they had really great like.
They
had amazing amenities like outdoor showers and beautiful gardens and rooftop decks, beautiful open concept because containers don't really have wall restrictions. You would have to build the walls in. And I think it could be the home of our dreams if we plan it right.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd definitely be cool post all of this, but that'd be super fun.
Yeah,
that'd be
but super fun. I mean, if you can make it through quarantine, we can make it through
anything,
right?
Yeah, someone told me that. Well, that's what Lisa Moy said in the last episode. She said, if you guys can make it through quarantine, you can make it through everything. I was like,
I feel like my name pops up in almost every podcast.
Usually, yeah. If I reference my girl, it's usually you.
I mean, who else could it be? The dog?
Yeah, JC.
JC, if you were wondering. Well,
teeny tiny puppy.
We'll get a picture of her.
I have so many pictures. They're probably panning right now. Like, I have so many pictures of this dog. I have 35 and I haven't updated the folder.
So, the dog got you Christmas gifts.
Yeah, that was bogus. We set each other $150 limits. because it's not like we needed to. It was just like, we don't want to go crazy.
Yeah.
So let's set a limit. We talked about the price range and we're like, 300, 100, 150 seems good. Because like, it's not about the money, it's about the thought of it. So you did a very thoughtful gift that you're building for me. And then I got you two gifts that were thoughtful and functional because I can't create anything but stuff like this. And then you hit budget. And then when you hit budget, what'd you do?
I said,
JC has a budget.
JC has a budget.
A border collie has a budget for me.
She got you some nice things.
So I had to like buy the border collie things. So I bought the border collie things to make up for that. I don't know.
Yeah. JC was like, she's Kevin. Coming.
JC, come here.
JC.
We'll get her in frame for you on top of the pictures that you already see. Hi, teeny puppy. Hi, can you pick up the puppy? Pick her up. Show her to the world. Ta-da! We have a puppy.
She
who smells like poo-poo.
She smells kind of bad because she got an ear infection. When we moved into this apartment, she got stressed out.
Yeah, so people who don't know, dogs can get so stressed out where they induce their allergies themselves. And then it's usually from going from a house to an apartment. But that wasn't the only thing. She went from... You worked outside at Eagle Bluff at like an outdoor...
Environmental learning center. And when the pandemic hit, she started working with me.
So think about how much land she had. She could go
over an acre. A thousand acres.
And at night, she would go in and out of your window at night as she pleased. So she'd do a floor window.
Yeah.
And she'd just go in and out of it outside whenever she pleased on 1,000 acres and come back. So it's like she went from that to a house to a quarter acre. So think about it. She went from 1,000 acres to a quarter acre to then 700 square feet in this apartment.
And now she's doing better. She's on allergy shots.
Look how cute she is.
And has ear meds.
She's just like posing for the camera.
Honestly, she's here for it. She's like, I'm part of COVID Christmas.
She's the third family
member we needed.
She has antlers and she has a bear costume we should have done for this episode. I didn't even realize that.
I mean, it's a little bit warm in the apartment for her to be wearing clothes right now.
She's naked, Papa.
Yeah.
But this is the Papa.
Like we were saying, she bought you some stuff for Christmas. Cause
thank you,
we
Jason.
Were at Marshall's and she thought of it randomly from home and called me.
And called you.
It's like, crap. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, what do you want? So let's talk about this. So I'm gonna start.
I was playing. She didn't actually call me.
She did. Let's talk about this, people. My perspective is a new segment on Kev's perspective, where the guests and Kevlo give their perspective on whatever the topic may be, and it's usually a current event I'm gonna do. And this is the first episode I've ever done it, and this episode I'm gonna talk about your 2020 lockdown holiday gift guide is here.
Oof.
I didn't like how long the title was, but Bloomberg.
I've already seen this twice because this is our third take.
Yeah, but we're going to go through it anyway. So basically, the COVID is also forcing shoppers to rethink holiday gift giving. Concert tickets can't go. New sweater? Mm-mm. No one will see it. But there's plenty that the loved ones could do and get through the long days of home and general pandemic loneliness.
Honestly, that hook sucked.
It was horrible. I would have just said... Here are some cool gifts for COVID.
Yeah, we were looking in the car today when we were going to do laundry.
Yeah.
And I was like, 15 guides for a simple country woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or did I say guides? You said 15 gifts.
You said 15 gifts for a simple woman. That's all you said.
Yeah, but it was like country living or something like that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that was.
I didn't see your Google search. I was driving.
I know. Sorry.
But okay, so you tried, and what was the first gift that popped up for a simple country living woman? We were looking for your mom. It was like a weird, I don't know what we called it. It was a bracelet of some kind.
Oh, that was just like the sponsored ads by Google, but it was a diamond tennis bracelet.
For a simple woman.
And I was like,
This woman wants a meat mixer.
A meat scrambler.
Okay, and I'll put the picture of what she called a meat scrambler, but what was the actual term for it?
Mix and Chop by Pampered Chef.
It's called Mix and Chop, and she called this a meat scrambler. And
but
it like has
what
this
it does
flat
is
star looking.
It like pounds your meat in the pan when
Don't
you're making that. Sausage.
You can't just go on saying pounding meat.
Okay, that you can be.
It just pounds the meat. It scrambles the meat is even bad. Tossing the meat. You can't say any of these things.
Okay, so it cuts it up because
It has a star figure on the bottom of it.
Because they have deer and pork and
tons
beef
of venison.
And all of this meat. Because
they're in the country.
Because they live on a farm. And my mom is getting older and it hurts her wrists and she doesn't want to chop it all up.
Which is
fair. So why not make it easy?
But that wasn't on the COVID gifts.
Boom, bam.
That was
no,
just her
No, they
gift.
Should have that listed. Honestly, that would be a great addition to this list. I should write someone, if you write Tostitos and tell them that your chips were burnt, they'll help you out. Sorry. I just got a little intense. Tortilla chips, like,
are
my favorite food in the entire world. Just the plain bite-sized ones.
It's just Tostitos, the normal bite-sized ones. No hint of lime, no nothing. Just straight up salty chip.
You got me a special bag from Target. You said you checked them out and like you
okay,
did a
this
crunch.
This is the extent of you can check a fucking bag at Target. I grab the bag, I look at it, I give it a little like push, and if I had to push too hard and the chip cracked, then it's like,
then
okay,
you know
it's stale. But then if you barely touch it and it's brittle, then that's how you know they're good chips.
But we got them home and they were burnt.
Yeah.
And
so
they were like
you
noticeably burnt.
Yeah, so what'd you do?
So I was like, hey yo,
Tostitos.
Actually Frito-Lay, but whatever. I was like,
okay,
y'all sold me a burnt bag of chips and
y'all sold it to me personally at Target. My boyfriend actually went to pick them at Target, but still.
I was having a hard day.
You're like my buddy Scott. If you complain to a company, they just give you coupons as the moral of the story.
They're like,
here.
Here's six bags of chips. I'm sorry.
Six free bags of chips. And she like was like, she's treating these things like they're gold.
No, they're literal gold tickets. Like the paper is gold.
They are. But my buddy Scott did the same thing with the up and coming water company. Do you remember the water company that when you would twist
the
box the cap,
water?
No. Oh. Well, you saw the box water, but this is a different thing. He doesn't buy them anymore from this exclusive experience. He twisted it, and when you twist it, it released flavor from the cap. So, like, it was like a tea. So, when you twist the thing, it would squirt. You'd push a button in. I don't know if anyone remembers this. I'll try to find it. But you twist the cap, you squirt in the tea, and then you shake it, and then it's a tea and water bottle.
Did it explode on him?
No, it didn't do it. It didn't. Oh. Like, he had a whole case that was wouldn't burst. He just had plain water that you're supposed to have tea into infused. Be a little mad, right? But whatever, just don't get it again. No, he wrote an extensive letter, videos included, pictures. And then he's like, yeah, he got like, I think it was a month free supply. A month supply of this water.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then he just stopped buying water. Which, don't buy water from the tap. You'll be
tap
fine.
Water.
You'll be fine. I hate people who buy water. Sorry, Scott. You buy fucking
single-use
boxed water,
plastic,
bro.
Single-use plastic really rubs me the wrong way.
Don't buy boxed water.
Along
anyway.
With golf, but...
So back to the my perspective. My perspective on this first gift is a SAD lamp, which stands for Seasonal Affective Disorder.
Yeah,
which a lot of people know about. It gives you vitamin D.
I don't like them. I have always had one in the household that I've lived in since I started college, and I just never used it because I work in the outdoor industry and I'm outside enough that I don't need to then sit in front of a special lamp when I'm at home. But right. I think for people who don't have that outside exposure the way that I do, I think that it's a really great gift. It's just not something I would personally need.
No, I agree. I like this gift. I've just seen people use it. I've seen my ex-girlfriends use it. I've stood in front of it. I don't know. I didn't do anything for me. I didn't feel any different after a couple hours of sitting underneath it.
I honestly, I know tanning's really bad for me, but if I'm not getting enough light, like tanning is a way that it boosts my vitamin D. And I get that it's a way to do it slower. So I see the benefit. I see the benefit.
Yeah.
I think it's a great gift.
People say to use these lamps, they try to mimic sunlight to boost one's mood, but people can use it when they're in their office, right? So the whole point, and this is why I like it as a COVID gift, because if
people are inside way more than ever.
And even if people say, well, open the windows. Well, you can't when you have a home office. Like for me, I keep a lot of these windows closed because it creates glare on a computer,
and
which hurts my eyes. Well, yeah, that too, but I'm less worried about peeping Toms and more worried about glare on my computer, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So when this came out, it said do it during video conferences. It creates a flattering professional influencer glow, which I don't mind these because people are getting the ring lights, which people are making ring lights that are doubling up as SAD lamps, which I like because it's at least beneficial and they're not just benefiting off of social media.
Yeah, maybe we'll get one. My birthday's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
Maybe I'm changing my mind on this gift.
Maybe you are. This article.
Who knows? My new jobs work from home. Maybe I need it.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I mean, like, if you want one, then we can get you one, no problem. The second one, babe, I think my grandpa really liked is a smart digital picture frame. Because my grandpa loves pictures. And, like, you saw how many pictures he had when he has this long island. And it was, like, very long. And he had all pictures there. And I was thinking to myself, like, why don't you just put them on one digital.
He likes to see them all at once, though.
Definitely does.
And it's like something about arranging them he told me about.
Oh, did he?
He likes moving their arrangement, making sure that everyone is accounted for and like is represented in his home, which I think is really important. And if it was like a turning picture frame, not everyone would have like.
He had one. I remember he did have one. My grandma got it.
No, he has one. It's in the kitchen.
Oh, I didn't know he still had it.
Yeah, he still has one, and it has like rotating pictures of Harley on it.
The puppy.
Yeah. Cute. But like, I think that would be a good gift for a tech savvy person that might not already have one. I personally love Polaroids. I think that like having
love Polaroids. Yeah. You didn't like the idea of this one.
Yeah. Having like taking a Polaroid and sending it to someone is really special because then they have something to hold on to.
And that was a really good idea that you had for holiday cards that we did.
Yeah. We sent out 18 handmade custom cards this year.
We sent out custom cards that you made, and then we had my buddy Gage come over with a mask on and take the Polaroids, and we took 18 of the same picture pretty much for a Christmas ornament. So I actually didn't even realize it's one ornament we should have thrown on there. Don't we have any more, or did we give them all away?
I think we have two left.
We have a couple.
I think we have two left. One's on the fridge and one's in the Kevin and Amira special box of trinkets.
But it's cute because you punched a hole in the top of a Polaroid, put a little ribbon on it, and said, put this on your tree.
Or on the fridge.
If whatever you want. Yeah, that's what my buddies did. They threw in the fridge. So I thought that was a really good idea that you'd had. But for the digital rotating picture frame, I think okay, but I've seen them in action. And for those who don't have one, older folks like to see certain pictures sometimes, and they can't, even younger people, and we can't see it right away. You have to wait for a long rotation. So it can be cool, though, to keep in your like kitchen while you're cooking or something.
Yeah, of course.
Plan subscription is another one they said.
I don't know.
You didn't like this one. It was $15 a month. You could you get, what is it? They deliver seeds that are in season to plant on your own.
I think that knowing a little bit about plants and the price of plants, going to Home Depot and getting a plant.
Yeah.
And having the proper lighting and ability to care for it would be better than getting a plant subscription.
Well, yeah, because your subscription after 6 months is pretty much as you need to grow a fuck ton of plants.
And like,
house.
You don't want to just be collecting packets of seeds that you never plant.
Yeah, because it's a waste of seeds.
Yeah.
And people just throw them away.
Yeah. And like, I feel like if you are ready for a plant and like want a specific plant, you can do the research and go get that plant on your own.
That's really true. Because I do know my friend Emily from work. I should think I would talk to you about her. She's obsessed with plants. She took people on a virtual plant tour of her old apartment. And the amount of plants that she had, and she said, like, these plants have character. Like, people who really care about plants, like, truly do. Yeah, you're right. Are we going to be responsible and keep them flourishing and alive? Some plants naturally die. But you also have to have a little bit of a background of, like, let's self-educate on plants. And so, I don't know, a plant subscription, I thought was a bad idea, too. You did, too. So far, we've had the sad lamp we both agree on. Smart digital frame, which you agree on, I don't. And then the plant subscription we both don't agree on. Here's one thing that you didn't even know about the first couple takes we did this. The first take you said, what is this? A personalized cameo of your favorite celebrity.
Yeah, that's like a famous person talking to you.
So yeah, it's Cameo is an app that lets you hire a celebrity to record a personalized video message. You know, during lockdowns, family use it for people who like, their favorite longtime soap opera star, you know, wishing them a happy Mother's Day.
If I'm being honest, I'd have Mod Sun make me a cameo.
And that's the thing. You don't need to pay for that.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm kidding.
No, maybe. Because that's one thing. Like, she loves Mod Sun and I love Mod Sun, right? That's how we kind of got to know each other that was the first topic.
Yeah.
And did you use it as a topic because I just came off tour with him in March? Is that why?
I have been following Mod Sun since I was in the sixth
grade. Right. But after following Mod for that long, like myself, and then seeing that, like, hey, he worked with Mod and I'm going to go on a date with this guy. Did that even, like, cross your mind?
I don't even think I remembered that. I don't think we actually talked about it before our first date.
Yeah.
You?
No, we didn't. I thought you would have stalked me or something.
No, I barely know how to use, like, my iPhone. I did not.
Well, that didn't stop you from going through every single one of my Facebook photos and asking who this person is. Who's this person? Who's this person? not like in a creepy way, not like in a controlling way. You were just curious. Food subscription. Also thought that was stupid because they're talking about DoorDash, Goldbelly.
I think better programming would be like HelloFresh or like Imperfect Foods.
There you go.
Because Imperfect Foods is like a sustainable, like things that wouldn't have been sold, like an ugly sweet potato or like things that the packaging broke on or bulk items. And they are delivered to your door for you to create your own recipes. And I think that
That's cool.
Like that or like HelloFresh where like maybe you need help cooking, but you want fresh quality ingredients. I'm not like sponsoring HelloFresh. That's just the first one that comes to mind.
Well, that's one that's been hot during this time.
Yeah.
Same with Imperfect Foods. During COVID, people have really taken the
and
time to
And I think that things like that would be better than DoorDash for like a thoughtful gift to a family, but maybe DoorDash would be better for people that are our age and live on their own if they're not into cooking like we are.
Yeah, that's one. This one I'm looking at is saying like it's a unique monthly subscription to a service called Goldbelly. It curates monthly boxes of favorite specialty food items from restaurants and shops from around the country and then give it to you, which I don't know.
I had a friend who did that with Argentinian chocolate,
but she was from Argentina, so she had it delivered
to her. And it was kind of cool.
The ergonomic 911. I showed you this. I don't know why they call it the ergonomic 911.
It's like a back pillow, so you sit up.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it's a back pillow. I don't know. Thought it was stupid. It's for lumbar support, but for me, I need a new desk chair because my desk chair is trash. Hola. I mean, I'll send a picture of it. I got a standing desk because I just didn't want to get the desk chair. I needed a new desk. So I said, let's get a standing desk, which I love. By the way, if you're going to get a home office, we need to get you a standing desk. I know it may not seem that way, but you'll love it the minute you get it.
A teeny baby one?
Well, we can get you the same one.
My desk only has to be about as big as the kitchen table.
Yeah, this is our kitchen table. It can be bigger than that. Whatever. Anyway, I don't like the ergonomic 911. I think it's stupid. Just get a better chair. Keep going. Smartphone stand. Dumb. You don't need to see your smartphone more than you already do. And on top of that, this one's like goes around your shoulders, I think. And then like
I think that one's dumb. I did see one that's a small TV that you put your phone in and it amplifies the screen that I thought was cool.
That's cool. I mean, the reason why I even got a pop socket was because when I would be at work, like when I worked at Rainbow Foods or when I was a kid, I would pop socket my phone. So then I would sit there and I would like watch TV on my phone, but I have this. So it's like, there's other workarounds you can get as better gifts. A bridal box. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of a bridal box?
No. Is it for brides to be?
Think of the brides. They're having to postpone their weddings because of COVID. Skip bachelorette parties and bridal showers and cancel honeymoons. It can be deflating. So then there's a...
sorry you're not getting married as soon as you wanted gift.
They call it a corona bride in your life. Mm. Sign them up for a subscription. I think that would just piss someone off.
I know so many people who just got married instead, which was not necessarily COVID safe, but like they just said, I don't want to lose my deposit. We've got to go
forward. I get it, but I think that would piss someone off just to remind them that they're not getting married this year. And here's a corona bride gift.
Yeah.
They call it a corona bride gift. I don't like that one, but I think it's funny. Meditation apps, like Calm. Everyone, Calm.
My friend makes guided meditations. I would honestly say don't get an app. There's free ones.
Don't
pay for one.
But people for Apple really advocate for Calm. It's not because it's an Apple one. It's because...
how much is it?
It's $69 a year.
$69 a year?
Yeah, $69.99 a year.
Oof. I would honestly say there's free apps and YouTube stuff that's probably the same
but
stuff.
But that requires effort, Amir. It's not in someone's centralized location.
Okay. I guess
to use for Calm. I could work for Calm. My name is Kevin. Calm. I am so calm. Today, imagine you're on a floaty. And that floaty is
we're
in
on a pool.
You're on a pool. You're not in a pool. You're on a pool.
And on that pool.
You're on a pool.
There's a dinosaur.
Floaty.
Dinosaur is coming to
eat
you.
Whoa, what the fuck? She'd be great at it.
Honestly,
slippers.
Can't you tell?
You would. That's a good COVID gift because you love slippers.
Okay.
You have animal slippers. I'm going to take a picture of your animal slippers.
I have pink fox slippers. I have pink bunny slippers. I have purple fox slippers. I used to have whale slippers, some cool alligator slippers, but they're not like large slippers. They're like sock slippers that look like animals that have like a thin sole.
They're not like the casual house slippers. And they actually linked one in this article for $125 weekend slippers.
I get my slippers, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, less than $10.
But that's all they had for me. That was all in the COVID Christmas gifts. And I agree with some of them. I don't agree with all of them.
Come out before Christmas, but maybe
be the week of Christmas.
We can clip some pictures of us opening presents and stuff like that.
Even if not, we'll do it for the next episode. It's recap how it was, and I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm not going to promise what the next episode is because I move around my episodes a lot. Yeah. But I know this one is coming out in a couple days, so this should be on the Monday of Christmas that everyone should be highly anticipating for. Again, thank you everybody for tuning in. That was it. That was really all I wanted to go through. Was kind of COVID Christmas gifts and be safe.
A merry holiday, and
just don't be dumb.
Be safe, be smart, protect your family, the people you love.
We had to make the decision. A lot of people do. And it's a tough decision, but
honestly,
it's worth
it. Try to make the most out of it. Stay positive. Yeah. And me, Kevin, and JC are gonna hang tight in the apartment, make some cookies, and just have a lovely time appreciating each other.
Decorate this tree a little bit more. Probably
honestly,
get some
we're probably only gonna have like 5 ornaments, and that'll be it. Some extra Polaroid ornaments. And
we're very simple people, but we like bougie things sometimes.
We promise each other one fancy ornament from World Market each.
Every year. Yeah.
Every year.
That'd be cute.
Traditions.
Yeah. But they have to be quality ornaments because you inspect the ornaments.
Oh, yeah. There was one with a weird smile and some of the glitter was falling off. And I was like, we can't get that one. What is it going to look like in 20 years?
20 years. That's what you're thinking about when you see an ornament? 20 years later.
Did you see the ornaments my mom had under the stairs?
No.
They were old.
I found a dead rat in one of those boxes.
Okay, I know. Okay, sorry, Mom. Her house
has a mouse problem.
It has a mouse problem.
We lived in it.
We lived there, but now we don't. And
that's why we had to move out. It's partially one of the reasons. Yeah.
But
that the mouse problem was really bad. Mold, black mold was really bad.
She's going to get it under control, though.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just saying. I'm not here complaining. She gave me a free place to live. I'm just saying, like, that was like the reason why we're here. And that's why we're in a different studio. But I'm blessed to be here because this tapestry is also changing, folks. So for those who are diehard tuned into this whole episode, this tapestry is going to change over time. Amira gave me a really good idea. She said these are her elephants, so they're going to go back in our room eventually whenever we get these hung. But I'm going to put a really cool different tapestry here. Not a custom one, but definitely a different one. So if you guys have any suggestions, comment on this video or in the audio, you know, just you can leave a review. Let me know what you'd like to see in an ornament or in a tapestry.
Or ornament ideas.
Tell us
what you want to see on our tree.
Because we've been debating on the ornaments, like some people
Nutcracker
do.
Nutcracker and silver one bulbs. With lots of mirrors.
Silver bulbs too. We wanted instead of you wanted white lights instead of colored lights. Like we had some preferences, but
we're working on it. We'll say goodbye though now since we tried that earlier.
Everyone have a Merry Christmas
and
a Happy
Christmas.
New Year.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody, for all the love you've been showing to Kev's Perspective. I hope you guys pick up the gems that are being dropped in these conversations. Please go subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Kev's Perspective. Again, don't forget that comma. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review on the very bottom. I'd love to hear your feedback. And for any kind of guests you want to hear on the podcast, go follow me on Instagram. It's at Kev's Perspective Podcast. Again, it's at Kev's Perspective Podcast. Thank you for listening and keep supporting. Cheers.